we appreciate your name for your mercy, for your grace, for your love. Thank you for your kindness, for you are God, you are not a man. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace, O God. We exalt you. You are worthy to be praised, O God. We exalt your name. Thank you, Father. We return all glory unto you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You are worthy to be praised. Thank you, Lord, for this beautiful day. You are God and you are God all by yourself. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You don't need a man to be the God that you are. We honor you. Father, we bow before you, O Lord. We exalt you. Thank you, Father. And Lord, this day we are before you. We ask, O Lord, that you will bless us in the name of Jesus. Thank you, righteous Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Today is Wednesday, the 13th of May, 2026. I want you to bless the name of the Lord for this beautiful day. And I want you to stand upon the word of the Lord and speak over your day. That in the name of Jesus, I have set the Lord always before me. Because the Lord is with me, I will not be moved. I declare by the word of the Lord, lines are falling unto me in pleasant places. In the name of Jesus, I speak to this day, the Lord go before me and make every crooked place straight in the name of Jesus. Oh, today the hand of the Lord is upon my day. The grace of the Lord is made available unto me in the name of Jesus. I enjoy the mercy of the Lord. I enjoy the favor of the Lord. This day I assess the provision of God for me in the name of Jesus. I am standing in God's provision for me today in the name of Jesus. My steps are ordered by the Spirit of the Lord in the name of Jesus. This day I will not walk into accident. I will not walk into tragedy in the name of Jesus. I will not walk in error. I will not walk into another man's error in the name of Jesus. Oh, today I stand on your word. I redeem this day with the blood of Jesus. Any form of evil that is programmed into you is cancelled in the name of Jesus. Accident is removed from my way in the name of Jesus. Oh, I will not partake in the wickedness of this day in the name of Jesus. The rod of the wicked will not fall upon my portion in the name of Jesus. I enjoy the blessings of this day in the name of Jesus. I stand on the word of the Lord and I legislate over this day. I speak blessing. I speak favor. I speak grace into my day in the name of Jesus. I overturn any coming together of the enemy over my life, any agenda of the enemy over me. I overturn them by the blood of Jesus. Any form of demonic arrangement over my day, I cancel you. Any demonic influence from my dream to my physical life, in the name of Jesus, I cancel you by the blood of Jesus. Any demonic influence over my day today, you are canceled by the blood of Jesus. No weapon that is put together to stand against me shall prosper. Any evil word that is spoken into this day, you will not stand over my life. In the name of Jesus, I raise the standard of the Lord over this day. Oh, when the enemy will come like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord raise standard against them. In the name of Jesus, I stand on the word of the Lord. The Lord that justifies me is with me. Who will stand against me? The Lord, my Savior, is here with me. Who will condemn me? The word of God says, behold, they shall wax old as garments, and the moth will eat them up. I am standing on the word of the Lord. The grace of God is upon me. His banner over me is love. In the name of Jesus, I stretch forth my hand unto the Lord. It is the Lord God that teaches my hand to make profit. In the name of Jesus, I declare by his word, whatsoever I lay my hands upon shall prosper. In the name of Jesus, this day the Lord open unto me his good treasures. In the name of Jesus, this day you will yield your increase unto me. In the name of Jesus, all that is in you this day work together for my blessing. All that is in you this day work together in my favor. In the name of Jesus, the only expression that I understand today is the expression of favor, expressions of blessing. In the name of Jesus, I declare that my preservation is confirmed by the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Beloved, today is Wednesday. It means tomorrow is our 1 hour prayer launch that we've been announcing. Tomorrow is the day. I want to remind you, mark it in your diary, 1 hour of fervent prayer. I want to invite you to be part of this great move of the grace of God. This is the season to pray. The scripture says men ought to pray and not to faint. I'm inviting you to join us for this program at Oluwadamilare Garden beside National Open University, that is behind Tafu Arena at Jokodo Junction, Songo Eleele Road. The Lord bless you in the name of Jesus. The program is going to start by 12 noon by the grace of God. You are blessed in Jesus' name. Today, by the grace of God, I told you yesterday that by the leading of the Lord, we are going to continue from where we stopped yesterday, that is in prayer. But before we pray, I quickly want to say some things. John chapter 10, verse 10, the scripture says, "The thief cometh not but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly." The mission of the enemy concerning your children, like we have read concerning every life, is just three: to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Remember yesterday we started from the book of Psalm 127 verse 3 to verse 5, that is talking about our children. Today I want to encourage you to stand in the gap for your children, to travail before God in prayer for them, no matter what you see in them, for you to stand in the gap and pray for them. Not just to go and hire people, pay prophets and pay men to pray for them. No, you yourself stand in the gap and travail over them before the Lord. Speak the word of the Lord over them. Do not wait until you begin to see the signs of prodigal in their life. From this their young age, even from this time that you are expectant, you are yet to have them. Continue to soak them into the presence of the Lord. Isaiah chapter 54 verse 13 says, "And all thy children shall be taught of the Lord, and great shall be the peace of thy children." Soak them in the presence of the Lord. Travail before the Lord in prayer. Speak over them, "My children shall be taught of the Lord, and great shall be their peace." Understand that this season, the devil is out there for children. His purpose over them is to steal, to kill, and destroy their destiny. But thank God for his mercy and for the life that he has given to us in abundance. But beloved, understand that the world out there is seriously tempting for our younger ones. There is so much exposure everywhere that you as a parent, you cannot control. There are so much words, so much exposure that is out there that you cannot control. You cannot even cover their eyes from it. You can decide to put some measure on your TV at home, but what of those ones that they see outside? There are so much exposures. Some years ago, you have to go and look for some things, for some promiscuous things. For example, some years ago, you have to go and look for pornography. But in our world today, it will find you. You don't need to look for it. It finds them easily now. So as a parent, you have to arise and stand in the gap for them. Travail in prayer. Speak over their life that, "My child, you will be taught of the Lord. Great will be your peace." Yesterday, I said we are going to be praying specially for those children that there is this chain of addiction over them. Beloved, let me tell you, if your child has turned prodigal, stand and pray. Continue to pray. You don't have a marked time out to pray. God is going to break that chain of addiction. God is going to break that chain of rebellion over them. He will return them to his will. All you have to continue to do is to pray and stop confessing evil over them. Speak the word of God continually over them. "You are my child. You will be taught of the Lord. I know the devil is after you to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But you are created to be an expression of the pleasure of the Lord. You are created to be an expression of the grace and glory of the Lord. My son, my daughter, you will not go wayward. The devil has lost the battle over them. Declare the reality of God's glory upon them. please declare the reality of God's grace upon them continually. Stand in the gap and pray. I know it is discouraging. Oh, even when you have prayed and it begins to look like you are seeing a ray of hope in them, it seems as if they are returning, and all of a sudden, it seems as if they are back in the grip of that darkness. Don't be discouraged. Continue to pray. Oh, in that your discouragement, in that pain that is in your heart, go before the Lord and travail. Present them to God. God's interest is upon them. Continue to declare that my son, my daughter, you are taught of the Lord, and great will be your peace. The devil cannot own you. Continue to pray for them. You have to understand that you cannot save your child. You cannot save your children. The work of salvation is strictly the work of the Holy Spirit. So you cannot save them by your strength. You cannot save them by your own shouting and punishing and all the stuff. I am not saying that you should not go through those things that they have asked you to do, but follow the steps of the Holy Spirit for the salvation of their soul. You cannot save them. Hand over that prodigal child unto the hand of the Lord. Allow God to take them through the process of confession, because there are times that some of these things that they have laid their hand upon is beyond the natural, is beyond physical. The devil has set up an altar over their habit. That addiction that you are seeing, the devil has set up an altar. It's a chain of wickedness around their soul. You have to continue to pray. Travailing in the place of prayer, that the Holy Spirit will break that chain, will save their soul, and will bring them out of destruction. Keep them in your prayer, that God will capture their hearts, that the Lord will touch their hearts always, that they will now start to seek after God concerning their life. Continue to pray that you see the sign or you don't see. Continue to break the chain of addiction. Continue to pray and break the chain of rebellion upon their life. The Lord God is going to touch them in the name of Jesus. I speak the word of the Lord over the child. Your child shall be taught of the Lord, and great will be the peace of your children in the name of Jesus. I want you to believe. Don't give up on them. There is somebody that is going to listen to this podcast. Probably that child that you are praying for, one way or the other, that rebellion, that addiction has pushed that child into being in prison, probably in jail. God is going to touch his or her heart right there. He's going to come out a different person in the name of Jesus. I want to encourage you, keep praying. Don't stop praying for them. The hand of the Lord is upon them in the name of Jesus. I want you to pray this morning. We have just few prayer points over them, and by the grace of God, we are not going to stop here. We are going to continue tomorrow. Possibly this is what we are going to do this week, as the Lord will be directing us. I want you to pray. My son, my daughter, you are not an instrument of destruction. You are an instrument of grace. You are not an instrument of hell. You are not an instrument of rebellion. You are not an instrument of addiction. In the name of Jesus, you belong to God and not to the devil. You are the heritage of the Lord and not for the wicked. In the name of Jesus, the chain of rebellion is broken. That chain of addiction is broken. The altar of wickedness upon your destiny is pulled down in the name of Jesus. You belong to God. The chain of wickedness is broken over your life in the name of Jesus. You are not a specimen of destruction. You are not an expression of evil, an expression of wickedness. No, you belong to God. The chain of darkness is broken around your spirit, around your soul, around your body in the name of Jesus. The light of God is upon you. You will not die in this addiction. You will not die in rebellion. The Spirit of the Lord God comes upon you in the name of Jesus. I want you to pray that I snatch you from the jaw of death. I snatch you from the jaw of hell. I snatch you from the hand of the wicked. I snatch you from the spirit of addiction. You belong to God and for his glory. You are created for his glory and for his pleasure. You do not belong to darkness and wickedness. You do not belong to the jaws of death and hell. You are the image of God. You are the arrow. You are the heritage of the Lord. I snatch you from the hand of death and of hell. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I declare over you, my son, my daughter. I break the ordinance of darkness over you. I break the ordinance of darkness over your life. In the name of Jesus. The ordinance of darkness is broken over you. In the name of Jesus. I want you to pray lastly this morning. I break the covenant of waste over your life. You are not a waste. No. You are not a waste. You are not born by mistake. You are not a waste. That covenant of wastage is broken over you. That appearance over your life that make you to look like a waste to the society. No, you are not a waste to society. You are a gain. You are a glory. You are not a waste. The covenant of the enemy is broken over your life. In the name of Jesus, I lift up your child before the Lord in the name of Jesus. Oh, the covenant of death and of hell is broken over them. In the name of Jesus, the Lord break the chain of addiction. The Lord break that chain of rebellion. The Lord break the chain of wickedness. The altar of the enemy is pulled down. Every demonic influence is cancelled. The blood of Jesus flows into his life. In the name of Jesus, you are delivered from the power of hell. You are delivered from the destructions of hell. In the name of Jesus, the hand of the Lord is upon you. The Spirit of the Lord is upon you. You are taught of the Lord. You are taught by the Spirit of the Lord. Concerning your life, the hand of the Lord lead you in the right path. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. And Lord, we lift up our voice for all the children out there that have nobody to pray over them. Father, we are presenting them. Holy Spirit, you will touch their life. Holy Spirit, you will break the chain of wickedness over them. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. As you go today, I put the blessings of the Lord upon you. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you. The Lord be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace all around in Jesus' name. Remember, the coming of the Lord Jesus is close by. Prepare yourself for his coming. The Lord bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you and God bless you. Have a wonderful day.